Each spring I am mean to my friends and my family. Despite my Christian duty to seek justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God, I can't seem to help myself. Each year at about Easter time, I send pictures like these to my family of daffodils and tulips blooming in my complex, and of cherry blossoms and falling petals at Terra Nova. We can have the next slide. And why is this mean? Because my family live in Winnipeg. And this is a picture of my friend Julia from a few days ago. But here we are, and the symbols of resurrection are all over. Daffodils and blossoms, new shoots bursting out of the earth like life itself bursting from a tomb. There are baby bunnies at Minaru Gardens, and ravens are gathering dried grass for new nests right outside my kitchen window. There are red-winged blackbirds singing in the marshlands, and there are eggs all over the place, and some of them aren't even chocolate. I have seen the first green shoot on a tree in a place warmed by the sun, and I know that in a few weeks the leaves will cover the tree so thickly they will shade the whole garden in places that were grim and bare before. These are commonplace miracles, the symbols of resurrection. And the symbols of resurrection are all natural things. The symbols of crucifixion are unnatural things. A cross, nails, a Roman helmet, crown of thorns, a whip and a spear. Terrible, unnatural things designed to be cruel. Symbols of resurrection are miracles. Naturally wondrous things. An egg from which a whole new life comes. A tiny acorn from which a giant oak tree grows, a bulb from which a tulip will grow this year, and if left to itself, will divide and divide again until a garden holds a multitude of flowers. And if you've lived in the snow for months, that first purple crocus poking through the snow is no small miracle. But the resurrection of a human life is not natural. The resurrection of a human life is something much more than that. No one saw the resurrection. There are multiple statements of witnesses who saw Jesus after his death in the garden of his tomb, on a dusty road to Emmaus, in a locked room where he ate and drank, by a lakeshore where he cooked breakfast. But the resurrection was more than a natural thing. It was a supernatural thing. Because it did not just resurrect one man, it resurrected a community. What happened that day was like that one green leaf formed by the sun that in a few years shaded not just the garden, but an empire. The symbols of resurrection are natural things, but the resurrection of Christ is a supernatural thing. It affects the whole world, and the resurrection happens not just once, but again and again and again in the hearts of human beings when we lift our eyes to recognize it. Resurrection is a story told again and again by those who have dwelt in the valley of the shadow of death. A new life out of addiction, a new life out of despair, a new life out of slavery, a new life from misery. Even more strange, a new life out of success. Out of the ordinary to something else, for there are people who give up everything for that, give up wealth and power and privilege and security to find happiness and hope in the service of resurrection. When Mary of Magdala first saw Jesus risen standing in the garden, she thought he was the gardener. And we pass over that phrase as if it was just an accident, a case of mistaken identity, but it's not. It's a recognition of true identity. The first man, Adam, the earth creature, created in the Garden of Eden, was created to till the earth and care for it, the first gardener. And Jesus is resurrected not as warrior or king or superhero, not as angel. He is resurrected as the gardener, the cultivator of miracles. At different times in our lives, we are the seeds that are sown. We are the flowers that bloom. We are the fruit that is given and the grain brought to harvest. At times, we are the frozen soil that thaws as life cracks us upon the way a green shoot forces its way out. And at times, we are the planter's pots cracked and leaking where water and light shine through. And at others, we are the gardener's assistants, tending, and frankly, sometimes shoveling. It is the miracle of the world and the Word that we are all those things and more. And I wonder sometimes, because we do not know it, I wonder if a tulip knows what it will become, or if an acorn imagines itself a small thing next to a tulip bulb, never knowing that it will tower over the tulip one day. Before this morning, like Mary, we're just standing in the garden, surprised, overwhelmed, in the presence of resurrection, whispering to the gardener about our sorrow and our hope, and reenacting resurrection. May it be so. Amen. And so we sing.